football on off the ball.
There will inevitably have to be a change this summer. If they win the league, that will have to come tactically from him. If they don't win the league, I suspect it might well come with a change of manager at some point.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the ball daily.
Bohemians manager Alan Reynolds, 1-1 draw. What are your initial thoughts after that?
Yeah, I thought it was a game of two halves, really. First half we never got going, struggled with their shapes and that. We averaged first half, didn't compete well enough, and second half was night and day.
So Ross Tierney comes on at half time. He was obviously pivotal to that.
Oh, yeah.
So what did you say to him? Even how's that conversation go before the match? It's a tough call to make.
I know. Look, we haven't won in so long, so people are obviously going to make changes. People are knocking on the door to get him in play. So your balance up. You have to be fair to say Niall Moran comes on and does really well tonight. But there's no problem. Ross Crossing is because he's in it, so he takes a good on half time and reacts really well, and he was very good.
He kind of sparked it already, didn't he?
Yeah, definitely. Straight away from the thing. I was very disappointed. Good challenge from Winchester, to be fair. But he did, and Marcus got Pat Hickey. I thought it was a good performance. But second, first half, just didn't compete.
And why do you think that is?
I don't know, but looking where we're on the run, not winning games, and edgy here, and that, it's not an easy place to play. So, it's all factors of any of that. I'd be managing Real Madrid.
You could tell by the crowd after the game that they appreciated the endeavour and the hard work of the second half. So I'd say you felt a lot better after the second half than you did at half time. There was a few boos of just, as I said, probably fans kind of
frustrated. Rightly so. Look, the first half was poor. Yeah. In the second half, they just want to see that honesty and everything. That's what we're saying to them half. That's what we say before the game. Just bring it. Just go and have no fear. But they played with a little bit of fear in the first half, and Derry capitalised on it right in half time. But look, the positives. We were good in the second half.
Just obviously, they end up with 10 men. They're probably baffled, I think. A lot of us were kind of baffled with the Patrick Hickey. There's things you see in a pitch where you think, I don't know if I've seen that before.
Yeah, look, I didn't see it, but I have seen it back there. And I didn't speak to Pat, so I'm not sure what was going on. It was over his head. It does look strange. And then you look, if I was them, I'd be disappointed that something happened. But look, them things even themselves out over the season.
Now, speaking of the season, you go again on Monday, Shelburne here. Is that a good thing, have a game so quick?
Yeah, it is. It is. Look, against Dublin Derby, against a really good team, they won tonight. So, it'll be a tough test, but Dublin Derby's are great, so I look forward to it.
Yeah, it's a pivotal month, isn't it, May? It's a busy one. Like, there's seven games in the month, and you kind of think this is the make or break of a season, really.
Yeah, it is. Look, I would say April and May are massive, and obviously we haven't had a good April, so just get ready for that. As you said, there's lots of games, and everyone's fitting around to play.
Off the ball, daily.
Derry City manager Tiernan Lynch, 1-1 draw. What are your thoughts after that?
Probably mixed emotions, if truth be told. I thought we were excellent first half. We were probably disappointed that we didn't go further ahead in the first half. Had some really, really good performances. We penetrated their box and created some really, really good chances. And as I say, probably a little bit frustrated that we didn't go further ahead. But it was probably a game of two halves. Second half, they were probably the more dominant team. And I think young Ross Tierney came in there and made a huge difference for them. He put his foot in the ball and made them play. What probably didn't help us was losing Kyle Winchester as early as we did, because Kyle's the perfect person to deal with that. So listen, there was lots of things happened there, and some really, really positive things. Some things we got to go back and look at again, and some things were disappointing.
When you were in the change room at half time, or 1-0 up, did you expect a lot better from Bowes in the second half? Because even talking to Alan Reynolds a short time ago, he said how poor they were in the first half. What that was down to, whether it was down to how good you were, but you must have expected more from Bowes, especially in the second half.
Yeah, I've been saying it all week, that albeit Bowes haven't been maybe getting the results that they wanted, they've definitely been getting the performances. We've watched them a lot now since last Friday, and they play some really good football. They're good footballers. They're well organised, they're well set up, and they're brave. And you've seen that tonight in the second half.
You end up with 10 men, somehow they don't. It's a bizarre in some with Hickey?
I actually don't know what to tell you. This is the first time of football. I'm lost for words. I'm really looking forward to hearing what the Referees Association or the FAI or whoever it is that deals with this. I'm really looking forward to hearing what they say about that incident.
Did you get to talk to the referee after the game? Or?
No, I purposely stayed away from the referee after the game because it obviously emotions are high and frustration's there and all goes with it, but it's one of those incidents where Tibo Wack and Yemi straight through and goal. We're already down to 10 men, and it's for that group of players who work so hard and put so much effort in and so much commitment in, and even tonight, that for that to be taken away from them or for calls like that to be made, it's hugely disappointing.
Just even on the O'Reilly second yellow, there's a few people thought maybe that was a bit harsh as well, the second yellow.
Again, I've watched that back and it happened right in front of me at the time, and I just don't understand the same. There's a couple of decisions even that Cameron Dummigan, I think, got booked for stepping across Dawson Devoy, and in the first half same thing happened to James Clark or whoever it was, and nothing play on. So there's just certain decisions that are very frustrating and that do leave you scratching your head. I know it's a difficult job for referees, but there's certain things there that just have to come to blows, and disappointed with the draw, being down to 10 men speaks volumes for this group of players. So I'm extremely proud of them. There's things we didn't do as well as we would like to have done tonight. There's certainly things that we feel we could have and should have done better, but listen, great credit to them.
And Michael Duffy back, great.
Yeah, obviously Michael's player of the year in the league. He's a top player, but when he's out of your team, then it makes a massive difference, but it's good to get him back on the pitch again.
And just last one, James McLean, is it just a case of wait and see?
Yeah, pretty much. He's obviously, he can't do anything for a number of days, so he's off and away for a couple of days, so that's just got to be monitored day by day, week by week, whatever it may be.
Okay,
off the ball, daily.